Right now I'm with a young lady, Maddie McDowell. She was just awarded the KMMO Brownfield Network Youth and Ag Belt Buckle. And Maddie, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That takes a lot of hard work, I know, and you've been very active, I guess, in 4-H and FFA?
That's correct.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school in Lexington. I just graduated high school, so I'm about to head to Maryville to go to college at Northwest.
Oh, that's great school, and you'll do well, I'm sure, there. What has, let's start with 4-H. What did 4-H mean to you?
4-H means a lot to me. 4-H was definitely my starter going into FFA. 4-H taught me all my leadership skills, all my different character skills, and I'm very grateful I got to grow up in 4-H to have all these memories and meet friends from all over the world.
And that was just a stepping stone to FFA, so how's FFA been for you? What's it mean to you?
FFA has got me out of my comfort zone a lot. I ended up going to state this year for an extemporaneous speech. I didn't place at state. There were 16 of us going against each other, but FFA has taught me what it means to be a young adult and go into the world as an agricultural major. And FFA has also taught me what I want to be when I grow up, which is an agriculture education teacher. 4-H definitely helped me step out of my comfort zone, because growing up in 4-H, I did prepared public speaking all my life. And it wasn't until my advisor, Courtney Chaney, and my second advisor, Kennedy Dankenbring, got me to step out of my comfort zone and do extemporaneous public speaking.
Well, Kennedy, I know she can persuade you, I'm sure.
Yep, she definitely persuaded me. It helped a lot with Miss Chaney. She got me to that point, but Kennedy didn't give me a choice. She got me out there, and I did it, and blew my mind how well I could do.
Well, both of you are very successful in FFA. But what do you plan on in the future after college? Any idea?
So I plan on coming back to Lafayette County and teaching agriculture in one of our rural communities. So
our number one industry in Missouri, of course, is agriculture. It always makes me feel great when I hear someone say they're going to be involved in agriculture, and even more special when they're going to be a teacher, an agriculture teacher. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And look forward to talking to you again. Are you going to be at the state fair competing in anything?
I will be at the state fair showing sheep.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm down there every day. I'll try to see you down there, and we'll try to get an interview at the fair.
That works. Thank you.
Congratulations, Maddie. Thank you.
Thank you again.
That was Maddie McDowell, winner of the 2024 Brownfield Network KMMO Radio Youth and Ag Award at the Lafayette County Fair. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance? Lady Ba-Ba. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.